I've heard Wigglers.
Do you know how it differs from Earthworm?
No.
It does?
I think they, I really don't know. They might be a trifle smaller, a little more rambunctious, a little more lively.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all, though.
The hard shell thing that pulls its neck and legs into its shell?
Mm-hmm. Turtle.
Do you know other types of turtles?
Hmm.
One that lives on land?
Yeah. I guess I'd call a land turtle a tortoise, a terrapin. That would be it, though.
Do you know cooter and gopher at all?
No, I don't.
Okay. The kind of thing that's a little like a lobster, which swims away backwards when you turn over a rock?
Mm-hmm. Crawfish.
Mm-hmm.
Heard a lot of people say crayfish, though, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm. But your family would say crawfish?
I think so.
All right. Little pink, curled-up animal that's often eaten fried.
Shrimp.
And you would say you were going to buy a few pounds of...
Shrimp.
Okay. Do you know any different kinds?
No, I don't. Sure don't.
Mm-hmm. Insect that flies around a light, and when you grab it, powder comes off in your hands?
A moth.
Any other name for that?
Don't think so.
Okay. And then the things that get in your wool clothes and eat them?
Mm-hmm. Moths.
The little insect that flies around with a light in its tail in the summer?
Lightning bug.
You ever call that anything else?
Mm-hmm. I've heard firefly, but I think that's a book term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard a real person ever use that. Possibly on the tape recorder, but I'm not even sure about that. Let's see. The long, thin-bodied insect that's supposed to eat mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. I call it a dragonfly.
Would you have any other name for it?
No.
Nothing you've heard?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. The stinging insects.
Hornets. Yellow jackets, wasps.
Do you know how they differ?
You know, I don't really think I've ever seen a hornet. Wasps seem to be a kind of rust color. And I don't think there are many yellow jackets where I'm from. They might be lighter colored. I don't know if they actually have yellow on them or not.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they're striped in some way, though. Then mosquitoes.
Well, before we get to the to the others, how about the ones that build a nest out of mud and
mm-hmm.
they say they don't bite?
Yeah, dirt daubers.
Do they bite?
As far as I know, they don't.
Okay. So you mentioned mosquitoes, and then how about the little tiny things that get under your skin?
Mm-hmm. I call them red bugs.
Okay. And then the insects that hop around.
Grasshoppers.
Anything else for those?
No. Hopper grass strikes me as old-fashioned.
Have you heard it?
I might have.
Mm-hmm. The small fish that's used for bait?
Minnows.
And then the thing that's stretched across the corner of the ceiling where the room hasn't been cleaned?
Mm-hmm. Cobwebs.
Would there be a different name if it's outside?
Well, a cobweb and a spider web aren't the same to me. Cobwebs just dust that's accumulated, a spider web something that a spider has actually made.
Oh, so a cobweb doesn't necessarily have a spider web associated with
no.
it at all.
No. Right.
Okay. Well, then outside it would be a spider web.
Mm-hmm. I suppose you could have spider webs inside if you got spiders in your house.
Yes, okay. Does it matter whether it has a spider in it or not? It would be a spider web in both cases.